This week sees an important holiday for a fifth of the world's population, namely Buddhists, who will be marking the anniversary of the birth, enlightenment, and death of the Buddha on May 17th. Some in the Czech Republic will be celebrating the day as well, and that will be thanks in large part to Bhante Wimala, a Sri Lankan monk based in the United States who started the Czech Republic's first two Buddhist centers, the Samadhi Meditation Center near Mělník and the Lotus Center in Prague. In today's one-on-one, Christian Falvey speaks with Bhante Wimala about his work in the Czech Republic and the messages of Buddhism.
I was sent to the temple when I was 13 years old. I was ordained as a novice monk at the age of 14. So I have been in Prague almost now, I think about it, 17 years I have been in Prague.
What brought you to the Czech Republic and why did you decide to start a center here?
Just after fall of communism, I was invited to go to Russia. On my way, a friend of mine invited me to speak to a small group of Buddhists who hadn't met a Buddhist monk at the time, so they were very excited. So when I came here, I saw a lot of young people who are so curious, so enthusiastic, so dedicated. So I thought that it was worth trying to do something in Czech Republic.
So you felt like there was a larger response to your message and to Buddhism in general in the Czech Republic than elsewhere where you've been or in the world?
Not necessarily larger, but the kind of people who are interested and practicing on their own were young people. And most of them in their 20s or in their late teens. So it is so nice to see young people who are interested in learning about spirituality and dedicating their lives to broaden their perspective and search for more broader and deeper truths in life.
The question often arises whether Buddhism is actually a philosophy or a religion. What's your view on that question, and how do you think that the Czechs who you've met who are involved in Buddhism view it?
Buddhism, from my personal point of view, is a psychotherapy. Buddhism is a psychology. Heart of Buddhism is about training the mind, guiding the mind, transforming the mind, nurturing the mind. So in that sense, it is a psychotherapy. We talk about general unhappiness and misery in life and how we can cause of that unhappiness, misery, and pain in life, and how we can grow beyond and become happier, more joyful person, at the same time walk a path that leads us to understand deeper truths of life, of existence. So it's all about inner work, mental transformation. So in that sense, clearly.
And the religious aspect?
It is there. Because temples, priests, monks, chanting, rituals, all these things are there. But when you go back to the original teachings of the Buddha and heart of Buddhism and what Buddha taught, it is definitely psychology, psychotherapy. Religious aspect is there, philosophy is there, but they are only peripheral part of the whole Buddhism.
You're celebrating the birthday of the Buddha now, so what does that mean to you personally, and how will you be celebrating it here in the Czech Republic?
Yes, on May 17th, we are celebrating the 2600th anniversary of enlightenment of the Buddha, since he achieved awakening or enlightenment. So we call it the Day of Enlightenment. So to me, I think the greatest gift that anybody can give to the world is wisdom and the message of compassion and love and the message of spiritual transformation. So in that sense, it is the most spiritual holiday or important day for me personally. And also it is true to many other Buddhists around the world. All over the world, Buddhists are celebrating the Day of Enlightenment, what we call Vesak, V-E-S-A-K, in many different ways, joyful ceremonies, retreats, meditation classes, study groups of Buddhism, and so on. So it is an important day for almost all Buddhists.
Obviously, there aren't too many Czech Buddhist monks. So what do you feel that Czechs who attend your center and come to your lectures, what do you feel like they take most out of your message?
Well, Czech Buddhists, when you think about Czech Buddhists, there are all kinds of Czech Buddhists. There are Tibetan Buddhists and Zen Czech Buddhists. And I'm coming particularly from a particular tradition called Theravada Buddhists. So there are Theravada monks, at least I know four monks, and there are Theravada nuns, women who have received ordination. So it is slowly, surely spreading, and I think local people are becoming monks and nuns, and slowly there are many organizations that are beginning to spread, even in remote regions of Czech Republic. So, yeah, I think the message will continue to grow in Czech Republic. What it will become, it is very difficult to predict.
From what you've learned of the Czech Republic and its people over the last 17 years, are there specific things about the country and its people in which you think Buddhism can particularly help?
I think one aspect that I have noticed, the communal relationships that are based on trust, understanding, lightheartedness, is something that they need to continue to grow in that. Because one aspect that I see often is the mistrust. And because of that, it seems to create a lot of unnecessary conflicts. So that could be one aspect. And the other thing is that either Czech or anybody, any human being, I think when they learn to become more self-aware, they can overcome the weaknesses that they have developed as part of their childhood experience or social environment. So my hope is that people will turn more into meditation and self-reflection and self-exploration, cultivate self-awareness, so that they will be able to understand whatever their weaknesses are and face themselves in a more thoughtful, respectful way, so they can understand the cause of their own discomfort or weaknesses or unacceptable behavior or chaotic thinking. When they begin to slowly grow in cultivating peace, I think they will see the importance of becoming less selfish and less self-centered, because selfishness is a very painful place to be. But since it is based on biological and emotional forces, if we mentally don't guide it, selfishness could be a selfish person can live in a very dark and painful place. For our own happiness and emotional well-being, we need to get out of that dark place and to cultivate our ability to become unselfish. In other words, more caring and more loving and more giving. And this, I think, is something that hopefully will happen as they learn Buddhism.
But these are the greatest problems of being a human being. What's the first step that someone can take to try to tackle them?
First step could be to create time and space for you to pay attention to yourself in a very special way every day. Because as you become more self-aware, when you slowly relax and find a place of peace and come closer to yourself, things begin to become clearer to you. Your own emotional or psychological turmoil begin to come into light. So the first steps they could take is to withdraw and take that 20 minutes to half an hour every day to pay close attention, pay a special attention to yourself. So you, if necessary, ring a bell and do a little relaxation exercise and cultivate the concentration of mind, use some affirmations, have some time devoted to being with yourself in a very special way every day. From time to time, if you can go for a longer, a day or 2 day, 3 day retreats where you can withdraw from everything completely and give your mind a rest from computers, from emails, from telephones, give a complete rest, and even to get up in the morning and look at the sky and listening to the birds and feel connected to nature, and even to just to go for a quiet walk in the forest or in the fields and just to feel the breeze and the sun and the wind, this kind of healing is very, very important for our mental balance and to allow our energy of our heart to rise to surface into our thoughts and words and actions. So these are the things that are important to take time to walk away from everything for a short period of time and do something that helps you to connect with nature and connect with yourself and have that sense of experience, that sense of peace.
Lastly, of the celebrations coming up over the next week, what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, our celebration has two aspects. One is people coming there to have that quiet time, because we have a beautiful place. It's a very peaceful place. So people who enter into the Samadhi Center, our meditation center, feel a sense of peace. So it will be a day of peace, so they can do their own personal practice, or they can sit in a class that I will be teaching, guided meditations, discussions, and different aspects of Buddhism. But in the evening, we have a very traditional spiritual music, because this is something that are part of usually in this kind of celebration. And then afterwards, we are going to light about 1,000 candles around the premises and some lanterns, and then a bonfire, and that is how we will end the day in the evening by maybe 10 o'clock in the night.
And that was Buddhist Bhante Wimala talking to Christian Falvey in that edition of One on One.